Right, okay. Good evening, Abba Yisai. I was asked to encourage, again, the fehers. So there's a feher on Sunday. Whoever wishes to take them, more than welcome to take the international dish of fehers. I just read that there's a, I think, if I didn't misunderstand, it could be I did, but there's 3,500 people taking the test, the Daf Yomi, the Halacha test, not the Daf Yomi Gemara, the Halacha test, 3,500 people. If you want to be the 3,501st, you're more than welcome. They are here on this is the official Dirshu Center, Dirshu Test Center. The test will be available on Sunday from 1 o'clock onwards, and it's a multiple choice test, and it's totally anonymous, nothing to do with me. It goes straight. I just collect them without even looking. They're sent off to the headquarters. The European headquarters is being sent to Eretz Yisrael, and they're being marked by something light. It's a panosa for them, actually. They are being paid for that, and you get an answer within 6 months. Abgidin, is that true? You get 6 months. Yeah, I think within 4, 5, 6 months, you normally get an answer. Yeah. Okay. So that's pardon.
What is it?
Exact. It's always the booklet. It goes according to booklet. Not so much. Occasionally, yes. But not so much. Not so much. No, Bialoch is not included. There is another level of test which includes Bialoch, not the ones I bring over here. So that's the interesting one. The Bialoch are not expected. Child sin is also not expected, but occasional. They have on the side over here. These are just generally the ones, it's the long ones, the ones we normally discuss in Shia. They will occasionally have, like they have 2-3 questions throughout all the 25 questions. There's a couple of them, maybe more, maybe like 3-4 of them. I must admit, I'm not saying they're easier tests. I think they're not very easy. But I'm just telling you that. I don't think they're easy. I think they are easier since they've become multiple choice. I think they are easier. Okay, just informing you again. I'm not here to. I just wanted to recap a really interesting point. Something that I find interesting, with regards to the Shvarim sounds. There's two type of Shvarim sounds. Could we please have a... Get you quietly. That's one type of Shvarim. Excellent, yes. And the other one is? Yeah, exactly like this. There's a big difference, right? There's one type of shvarim which is this is very perfect, beautiful. Thank you so much. One shvarim sound is a very simple one, which are just short kiyas. Yeah, we heard them. The second type, second type of shvarim that you made was different because it was like a two, yeah, or this, right? Do you know what I mean? Okay. So this is actually. This is actually a very important point. It's not stam. It's actually two different mesoras and two different minhagim, and it might even be based on machloikas rishonim. Some people claim it's machloikas Ramban and Ritva, how to make the sounds. The people, and that's basically the meaning of the yeshivas, to make the second type of shvarim, they claim, they base themselves on the shvarim sound, which is meant to be like a crying type of sound. A crying is normally never when a person does sigh. It's normally there is that element in it of there's a bit of that inside it. And that's where it's coming from. So that mesorah, which is normally they call it the litvish mesorah or the yeshivish mesorah, they do that kind of sound. However, I must emphasize something. And I think this is really important. I was only this Oyre now when I heard it from a Talmud Chochem, but it's so true that we learned yesterday Seif Gimel. The whole Yesoid of Seif Gimel, is that you better keep your Shvarim short. Because what happens if you make Shvarim long? You become Tkiyas. Now, I'm going to be asking you a question. If you do the Second type. Would they ever become tears?
No.
They can't become tears. You're 100% right. They cannot become tears. They can't become tears. Because the tears doesn't, the tears sound doesn't go like that. It doesn't have that. Do, do.
We said that the kol kolos sheirim, and that if it goes up, then that's also...
Yeah, yeah, but and, right, you're right, but the tkiya sound will not normally have a thing like that. You're right, it might be, but yeah, it might be okay, kola, it will be okay, but if you're talking about the tkiya sound, it's normally a straight sound. So... Can I just finish my sentence, Nella? I'll be interested to hear you 1 minute. So therefore, I'm just pointing out that the Pashtus of Shulchan Aruch, and consequently the Pashtus of all the Rishonim, is certainly to make a Shvorim, you like a first style. Two, two, two. That is a Pashtus, and that's what the Mesorah is in most places, in fact. And I just want to point out that this, the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, clearly goes into that direction, supports that, these kinds of Shvorim. Many people have, right, so I just want to point this out. This is the Chumrah. People have that Chumrah, but this is a typical example of a Chumrah that has a disadvantage within it. Typical example. Because people want to be machmer and do the litvish sound, but really could be there's a color within that. So I just want to inform that. What kind of, do you remember the Shvarim? How did they do it in your shul? Do you remember?
I think it's the first one.
First one, the straight ones. Yeah, is that how you normally do it as well?
I would tend to.
Right. Yeah. You don't really... You don't need a way... Yeah, well... Yeah, the tkiah, the thing is, the tkiah does not, according to all the opinions, the tkiah does not need to have a sighing sound, or a wailing sound, or a crying sound. The tkiah needs to be poshut. You can, but that's not normally, you can make a tkiah like that. As you're saying, kola, all the sounds are kosher for tkiah sound, really, but that's not normally the way you talk about a tkiah, right? A tkiah, a beautiful tkiah, is going to be a straight tkiah. No, well, right. The chashash is talking about this, the conventional type of tkiah. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I think that's an interesting point. I don't want to put down any mesoiras. There's two mesoiras. Some people do shvarim like this, some people do shvarim like that. And I'm just saying that the poshut understanding of the Shulchan Aruch clearly seems to be that the shvarim have to be straight, little tkiahs. That's definitely the poshut understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise, it's hard to understand it. But this, you know what many people do? Some people do, when it comes to Shvorim, they're going to do expert Balei Tkiah, and we're going to be now enough aware to understand that, to realize they're going to do, in the first set of Tkiahs, the first set of Tkiahs, they're going to do one type of Shvorim, and later, when it comes to the Chazaras Shatz Tkiahs, they'll do different types of Shvorim. Some people do that. That's based on a Shulchan Aruch, which you're going to learn shortly, in fact. It might be, I don't know, could be. I'm not sure. I can't say if it's the best because according to the... it could be. Yeah, that could be questionable. So what I remember in yeshivas, in some places they're going to do after the end of Musaf, at the end of davening, they're going to do another 30 tkiahs on different types of shvarim. But I just thought it's interesting to be aware of that. So when you hear tkiahs, when you hear shvarim next year, to have that awareness of two types of shvarim. I think that's an interesting point. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. Pshutim. I'm not sure. I imagine the British Mesorah is also that. It's the most places in that Mesorah. Many places in that Mesorah. Okay, Shloisha Shvarim, Seif Dalet. That's also something which is really interesting, which is the following halacha. Shloisha Shvarim, it's really ma'akev, it's really important. Seif Dalet. Shloisha Shvarim tzorich la'asoysen b'neshima achas. The three Shvarim need to be done in one neshima, in one breath. Shloisha Shvarim. Toot, don't toot. The Shvarim need to be in one breath. Ve'avol Shloisha Shvarim ve'truot tashrat. Okay, so the Shvarim have to be in one breath. What about the Shloisha Shvarim u'truot tashrat? When you do toot. When you do that, how do you do that? Do you also do that in one breath, or do you not?
I'm not sure how they're not.
drunk.
What did you do? One?
I'm not sure I was ever particularly noticed what I did.
Okay, so this is what Shulchan Aruch teaches us, and what the Gemara is going to say, and Mishnah Berurah says. So, yesh oimim, some say, she'ein tzorich la'asloisa meneshima achas, don't do it in one breath. You can't do toot, 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 and then the trua. You can't do that. Some say you can interrupt with a little breathe in the middle, but it shouldn't be longer mekdei neshima. Which is a little bit of, don't interrupt properly. You don't have to do it in one breath, but don't interrupt properly. Others say, no, hold on, it's not true, you need to do it in one breath. You need to do Shvarim Tua in one go. So what are you meant to do? The Yireh Shemayim, somebody's got fear of Hashem, Yetzi the Kulam, it should be Yetzi according to all the opinions. And what should he do? And therefore, with Tkiyas the Miyushav, the first set of Tkiyas, Yaseh B'Neshim Achas, he should do them one breath. Or with Tkiyas the Moment, and the Tkiyas the Moment, Yaseh B'Shtei Neshim, as he can do in two breaths.
The same Kulam as before.
Yeah, it is. It's based on the assumption that you're going to be Yotze either way with the 30s. That's what it's based on. Now, this is really, really important because the Ramovia says, the Ramo adds, V'amineg ha-poshut, lasses ha-kol b'shtei neshimas ve'leshanas. The Ramo says, the minig is to do everything in two breaths, not to be makbid. I must say, do you find it hard to do everything in one breath? Shvorim tua? No, not really? You've got lungs, obviously. Good lungs. I suppose most Balitki don't find it difficult. I don't know, would you find it difficult? To do in one breath, Shvorim Tua in one breath. No. Okay, so he says that you can. The Ramah says you can do it in two breaths. The minig is not like the. I think that in many places the minig is not like the Ramah of yet. Mishnah Berurah identifies already that many places in Sifkot and Chof, he says. If you do it in one breath, don't change the minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah likes that thing with one breath. He says you should do that if possible. You shouldn't change the minhag if that's the minhag. He says, that's what he says. Now I must say, I don't want to go into that discussion, but it's a very interesting machloikas. What exactly there's machloikas chaznish over here? Do you need to, according to the opinions, that you need to take one breath? That do you actually physically need to take one breath? Do you need to do toot toot toot, and then the tour? Or is that not necessary? That's a machloikas on its own. According to the opinions, that you don't do it in two breaths, they do it in one breath. According to opinions that you do it in two breaths, you have to actually physically stop and that's a machloek is achoine, but the maisa, I think that many places have the minik to do it in one breath. Do you know what the minik is over here? I think that was changed recently. I think there was a change recently about that. Yeah? Do you remember something? Right? I think that recently there are more makbid about that. Yes? Yes.
How long has it been blown
for? I don't know.
Years and years.
Yeah.
So it's however he does it.
Pardon?
His stomach's however he does it.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's just something that's an interesting machloek, an interesting discussion on how do you exactly this in the Shema Achas. Okay. They are called Miyushe because you don't need to stand, as opposed to the Chazor as the Shatz ones. Yeah, you know, it's just called Tkiyas the Miyushe because the there is no. You're right, but it's Tkiyas the Me'umet. The starting point is Tkiyas the Me'umet. Tkiyas the Me'umet are because they're in Shemana Esser, where everybody's standing anyway. They're called, contrary to Tkiyas the Miyushe, which are the second Tkiyas, they're called Tkiyas the Miyushe, just to identify them. No. Well, yes, we learned that. You're not allowed to. The Baal Tekah wouldn't be allowed to even lean, you're right. Yes, you're right. We're Malamaisa, we're Makbid, yeah. Yeah, but they're called Kiyas, that's because it's a sitting part of the tefillah, really. You wouldn't really have to, yeah. Okay, see, if I want to move on. They're quite technical, dialogue, but I would like to ideally finish the simon, so I'm going to go a bit fast. Okay, im toka tarat b'neshim achas. Imagine you blew tkiya shvorim, tkiya tua tkiya b'neshim achas in one go. You could do that? The whole thing, tkiya, tua, tkiya, in one go? That's really hard, huh?
I haven't tried it. probably be tough.
It would be tough, I suppose. Give it a go, yeah.
Which one do
you do? Tkia, tua, tkia. Right, it's not so hard? Okay, fine. Right, okay, no, so here, we can hear, you can do it. So fine, if somebody would do that, exactly that. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yotza. V'yesh mish oyma shalo yotza. And some say, you're not yotza, you're not allowed to do it like that. So the Shani is, but yeah, if you're yotza, but certainly, lichatchila, you're not allowed to do that. Say, Vav. Im herich betkia achroina shal tashrat, kishir shnei tkias. Kede shetan lishem tkia achroina shal tashrat, ubishvila rishayna shal tashrat. Let me just go until the end and explain that. Loi also loi elo bishvil tki achas v'yishem shafilu bishvil achas loi also loi. V'im toka tki achas ben shnei storim v'his no she'ezim in ha'storim mu'anocho intad lo yose tki yotzo. Shulchan Aruch says the following case. What happens? You have tashrat. Okay? Tki shvorim tua tki. And then afterwards you need to do the, what we call the next line. Do you know what I mean? The next line. You do another tki. So imagine you want to do tki shvorim tua tki. And then the next tkiah, which is coming on the... Do you understand what I'm saying? The next line, yeah? You do that in the last tkiah of the first line, and the first tkiah of the second line, you do, instead of doing two tkiahs, you do one long tkiah. Can you do that or not? Long, enough for two. You do it very long. Does that work or not?
Surely it would work if it was just a single tkiah. You need to have a tkiah, the tnei of Akhraya, and you don't even need to have the two different tkiahs for summer. So you'd have a regular, like, nine...
What they call it, not the expression was,
and then you'd be okay. Would that be
alright? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you can only count, you can count it as one tkiah. The first opinion says you can count it as one tkiah. But after, the second opinion says, no, you can't even count it as one tkiah. You can't even count it as one tkiah. It's not even considered one tkiah. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkog Chofei, Tamam Dazninu Basamach Shaftoi, Umechalkinu Natkiah Leshtayim, Umimele Ein Lo Iklum. He says he messed it up with his mind. Because in his mind, he wanted to do two tkiahs out of that. Part of the first set, and part of the second row. And since you want to split it, and you can't split it, so forget it's not, you've lost it all. So the first opinion holds you can count it as one long tkiah. Second opinion holds you can't even hold it as, you can't even count it as one long tkiah. But for sure you can't count it for two tkiahs. You could. That you could. Yeah. And then it's going to be valid for one. Yes. Yeah. If I'm understanding you correctly, yes. Sib Zayin, Im Tor Betashrat. Okay, that's a really interesting one. This has happened. Im Tor Betashrat, if he made Tashrat. Ve'achas shetoka shnei shvorim, Tor v'yisri la'ariya. Imagine he did a tkiya, and then after two shvorim, instead of doing two, what he did was two, and then two. He did only two shvorim instead of three. Well, and then he started to do two already. What did he manage to do then? Okay, so he says as follows: Im niskamiyat, if he remembers immediately, yiska shevaracha, add another shvorim, the third shaver, and you'll be okay. Ve'im lo niskarat shegomrat tura, but if you only remembered after you completed your tour, so you did tkiya shvorim tut, and then you did tut, and now after completing the tour sound, now you remember, oh, I only did two shvorim. That you started by mistake. You did not lose the first tkiah that you did. Yes, the shvorim were messed up. Yes, the tour was messed up. But the tkiah that you did at the beginning is fine. So you can count the first tkiah that you did. You didn't lose the whole line, if you know what I mean. You can go back, you can just continue from the, after the count, the tki that you did is counted.
But if this happened in the middle of, tashat or in tarat, hifzit gam tkiya rishona. If you lose it, if you did it in the middle, so it's not in the tashrat, but in tashat tarat, then you lost even the initial tkiya. And you have to start with the first tkiya as well. Yeah.
You should have a system, not a
Baal Makeh. 100%. And from here we go. A Baal Makeh. You need a Baal Makeh. From your hands and mouth, and I want to point out, it's a good place to point this out again. A Baal Makeh, that is not a Baal Halacha. a Baal Makkah ideally should be the Rav or the Dayan, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. It must be, because we're seeing the Shailas are complicated. It's not easy. Ideally, the Baal Makkah should be a Dayan, or it should be a Rav. It should be a Rav. Yeah, very good. Makes sense. If it's not possible because the Baal Tekeah is doubling Musaf, or the Baal Tekeah is the Rav is Baal Tekeah, or the Rav is sometimes not possible, but it should be. You need to have somebody who's taking halachic responsibility. It's so many shilas, and it's really complex. It's really complex, and you know it's really really important.
Whatever
you do in the 30 kids at home, you don't have to worry about it because well, the truth is we're seeing that. What do you think about the 30 kids at home? I mean, I think the 30 kids at home you're safe. No, what do you think? I mean, what do you? What do you think about the kids at home? You should be all right with them, no?
It's less pressure.
Yeah, less pressure. Worst comes to worst, you start from scratch type of thing, no?
Yeah, but if you don't have a balalaka as your balmakhe. If you're just machmir and you start again from the tekiah, you wouldn't be wrong, but you'd still...
Correct.
The only question is, not
about whether or not yeah, I hear that, but we want to get it. You're right, yeah, ultimately you're right, yeah, but you want to get it right. I'm saying yeah, but you're right ultimately. If he's going to be machmir always, I suppose there might be scenarios. I can't think now. There might be scenarios where you're messing up things, but Pashas, you're right, but Tashrat and Tashat. Well, I'm not understanding your question.
The case of Tashrat, you lose the Tekiah Rishonah.
In the Tashrat, you don't.
And Tashrat and Tarat, you do. Why?
Yeah, the answer for your question is as follows. There is two levels of mistakes. A mistake that you're doing within Tashrat is, in a way, not such a severe mistake, because you need to do Shvorim and you need to do Tur by Tashrat. Therefore, the mistake is not the fact that you're doing Shvorim and after you spoiled it and you're doing a Tur, it's not such a severe mistake. It's called, the mistake is me'inyonoi, as it were. It's in the inyan. Therefore, you didn't lose the tkia, the beginning of the tkia, the first tkia. However, if you are in tarat or in tashat, and in tarat you're doing a shvorim instead of a tour, or vice versa, what you did is a total, utter mistake. It's a l'shaloi minyonoi. And therefore, what happened was that in the tarat, instead of, you did tkia, and instead of doing the tour sound, you did the shvorim sound, right? That's what we're talking about. No. You did in the Tashat, you did, instead of the Shvorim, you did the Tur. Yeah. Im era betashat or betarat, you did the wrong sound, then it's considered Shaloi Minyona. Yeah. You did Shaloi Minyona, and therefore it's considered that the Tkiah that you did at the beginning is no point. And therefore you need to do the Tkiah again. Does that make sense? Yeah.
The right sound, but you did four Shvorim, which the Chofetz Chaim isn't happy
with. Yeah, you won't have to go over it again. You will not. You're right, Chofetz Chaim is not happy about it. You shouldn't ideally do that, but if you did, you're not going to go back. It's not considered a kilkul minyona. Okay. Seif ches, im hifsik betua ben tkiya leshvorim. I have 4 minutes, I really want to finish the seif. Im hifsik betua ben tkiya leshvorim. Or hifsik beshvorim ben tua letkiya. If you were mafsik between the tkiya to the shvorim, you interrupted. Or you interrupted by the shvorim, between the tour and the tkiya. V'cheni meriya shtei tour zu achazu. Or you did loads of tours, far too many tours. Or alternatively, shetoka achar tour tkiya b'misasik. Or imagine, you did a tkiya after the tour, which was a misasik sound, and not a real sound, I want to address that in a minute. Shlodishem tkiya, viv sigba, and you interrupt the tour le tkiya, and you interrupt it between the tour and the tkiya. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Oy sha'acha shetoka shlodish shvorim shasak, or after the three shvorim, you stopped altogether. Viv sigachga, viv sig. You started doing shvorim inappropriately. You lost it all, and you have to do initial tkiya as well. Okay, this seif is teaching us the following. If you do a totally inappropriate sound, instead of doing shvorim, you did tour. Instead of doing in the middle of nowhere, you're doing a tkiya, or you're doing something totally out of the order, what happens then is that the first key that you did, the first key of the line, do you know what I mean? If I speak about the beginning of the line, you'll have to go over that one again. So if you're making a totally off sound, you'll have to go over the first key as well. Now, I'll tell you why this is no gear. Imagine you have a Baltic gear, which is not as experienced and as professional, and you're just not getting the shvorim out. You did a tkiya, and that's really important, Shaila. You did a tkiya, okay? And now you're trying to do the shvorim, but the tension is increasing, and you're trying to get that shvorim out, and it's just not coming out. It's a bit of air there, a bit of air here, and the shvorim are not coming out. Or the same with the tour as well. It's just not coming out. You're trying, and it sounds very... It's not nothing coming out. And you're trying and trying and trying. At what point, that's a really important Shaila, at what point can you just say, at what point can you just carry, once it's coming out, yeah, it's coming, eventually you're managing. At what point, is there any point that you have to say, okay, fine, forget it, it took too long, I have to go back to the beginning of the line, or can you always just keep going? That's a really important Shaila. Because imagine you blew the tkiya successfully. Okay. Shvorim, you're trying and trying and trying and trying. Is there a point that you're saying, okay, forget it, I need to go back to the tkiya now? Or do you not? Do you hear that? It's a really important Shaila. And I tell you, it's really confusing because it happens, I think, in many places. Do you know what I mean? Can you just keep going from the shvorim or from the tour, wherever you're getting stuck? Or do you have to go back to the beginning of the line? You hearing it? What do you tell her? It's an important Shaila. What do you tell her?
It's 50-50, isn't it?
50-50. Okay. What do you tell her? You would say to go to the Rosh. Why is that? Or at what point would you say that? If it's too much of a hefsek. So, the halacha lemaisa, what do you tell her? What do you tell her? Well, how would you define a hefsek? So, I don't know if you find it a cooler, but generally, if the Baal Tekiah is trying to get that sound out, it's all considered me'inyan hatkiah. It's part of the sound. And however long he's unsuccessfully trying to get his sound out, you don't actually have to go back to the beginning of the tekiah. You can just keep going. Generally, that's the rule of thumb. Generally, if it's just the shvorim is just not coming, it's not coming, just coming, eventually it's coming out, keep going. Keep going. Don't go back to the tekiah. That's generally the rule of thumb. Okay, and that leads us to see test. I'm going to finish with that. Okay, you know there's, how does it work? We have got tashrat three times. And then again. And then again a third time. Okay? Columns, should we call it columns? And then you've got another column of tarat and another column of tashat. Yeah? So what happens if you did two, you managed to get out well, and the third one you're getting stuck? Third one is not going of the set of three. The third one is not, you made a mistake. You only need to go back to the beginning of the line. You do not need to start the column again. Does it make sense if I speak about column? I don't know how you machzor publishes it, prints it, but you know what I mean? The set of three. You don't have to go back to that. Okay, that's an important rule as well. You don't have to start at the beginning of the set if you made a mistake at the end. And finally, if you blew over here, can I hold it for a second? If you blew here, I don't know how that could work. Could that work? Have you tried it? If you did that, can I just give it to you? I don't want to bang it on the table. If you did that, im toka be btzad rochov shel shefa, yoitze no yoitze? No, right. No, lo yoitze, lo yotze. You're not yoitze. It's the wrong way around. The Mishtabura gives two reasons for that. A nice reason is the remes mina meitza krosi ko. From a meitza, from distress or from narrow, it's all the same. Yeah, narrow this, yeah. Krosi ko, I've called upon you. So therefore, you're not yoitze if you blew the wrong way around. And finish off with the Ramah. V'achash toko im ha-shliach tzibur posuk. And after you've completed ha-shliach tzibur, says the posuk, ashrayom yoidei serua. That's the pause I said afterwards. Ve'asher machzirin sefer lemekoymoy, return the sefer to its and the sefer Torah to its right place. And this will lead us to Simtovkuf Tzadi Aleph Mishnah that we're going to be starting on Sunday.